You would have heard the voice of outgoing Joburg City Mayor Mpho Phalatse, where it seems that they were unable to find one another with some of their coalition partners, and she exits stage left once again. Joining me on the line to take a look at this particular development is Mbalenhle Mthethwa, SABC News reporter. Mbalenhle, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Ayabonga. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, compliments of the new year. Best wishes for 2023.
Compliments to you too, and best wishes to you too.
Yes, yes, yes. So you were out at the City Council chambers earlier on today, and it seems just at the start of the year, we have revolving chairs once again.
Absolutely, and this is true to the promise that was made by opposition parties when they left council in November last year. You will remember that motion that was brought by the ATM and the AIC in November was withdrawn, and this was with the intention of allowing the ANC's provincial government as well as the EFF's national leaders, to meet and try and broker somewhat of an arrangement or an agreement or a deal following what transpired in the city of Ekurhuleni. You will remember that they had reached an arrangement where they agreed to give Ekurhuleni to the EFF and the city of Johannesburg to the ANC. However, things didn't go quite as well in the Ekurhuleni council sitting when the ANC fielded their own candidate, which was Jongisiwe Dlabathi, and this then led to that agreement and that arrangement collapsing in the city of Ekurhuleni, and also then meaning that, you know, if they had to field an ANC candidate in the city of Johannesburg, that candidate would obviously fail because the EFF would vote with the DA or any other candidate, in that city.
And I mean, I guess a collapse once again of the different constellation of coalition forces in the city of Johannesburg. I think many residents, myself included, who are listening to this and who are noting this development are probably asking themselves, what is this going to mean for much of the, processes of local authorities in the city of Joburg? It's a city that we know has its own challenges. I mean, the massive billing issues over the last few years, the potholes, all of those issues that local authorities are anticipated to fix. What does all of this instability, flux, turnover, change in the political side of the political administrative interface in the local authority mean for all of us as residents?
Well, if anything, I think the biggest concern here, it speaks to the stability of coalition government. If you look at the number of motions of no confidence that Mpho Phalatse has faced since, you know, being reinstated. I mean, this is the third motion. The first one was reversed by the High Court in Johannesburg, which obviously declared the sitting unlawful, and she describes the appointment of the ANC's Dada Morero as an unlawful takeover, you know. And we've heard the Democratic Alliance calling it an attempt to try and grab power by using the backdoor. And those were the words that they have used. You know, and the second one was also withdrawn, you are aware of that. So it just speaks to the fact that, you know, coalition governments can be somewhat unstable, given that if even the people, the parties who are involved in those coalition agreements don't respect their coalition partners or the wishes of their coalition partners, you then find that, you know, the government itself in a particular city is then prone to motions of no confidence and being voted out every now and again. Because what we see playing out with the multi-party administration in the city of Johannesburg is that we've heard from Action SA, which was initially unhappy the first time around when Mpho Phalatse was voted out, and they expressed that they were unhappy with the fact that they had requested to have the position of the speaker to come from the other parties within the coalition, say the IFP. But that request was not respected, and this then led to the exit of the PA. And today we heard a very angry Action SA speaking about how well Mpho Phalatse had done as the mayor of the city of Johannesburg. However, she did not have the necessary support from the party that she served. And they accused the party of throwing her to the wolves, of abandoning her, of embarrassing her. And this is all because she then considered raising her hand for the position of DA leader in the party. But we also spoke to Mpho, and she says, no, she hasn't quite raised her hand just yet. She did say she was considering it, but she has not quite raised her hand. And she thanks the Action SA for obviously, you know, showing their support towards her and just throwing all their weight to her. I mean, the speeches that you would have heard in council really speak to the amount of confidence that they have in her leadership in the city of Johannesburg. And they feel that the DA has failed not only in Mpho Phalatse, but also the coalition itself. You will remember that, you know, Johannesburg residents did not give any political party an outright majority. And the Action SA obviously saw this as an indication of the fact that they feel residents no longer want the ANC in power, and therefore they formed an alternative coalition, which has now been unfortunately collapsed. And this is to the detriment and the disappointment, not the detriment, but the disappointment of those who have voted for the parties that they have chosen.
Yeah, it is one of those things. I mean, one of my colleagues was asking me earlier on, you know, as the voter, you sit in a corner where all of these different machinations and the changes and the shifting of deck chairs that happens within the council. You know, on the one hand, I might say, but, you know, when I sent you there, clearly other South Africans felt you must be opposition. Why now do you play all of these politics? But on the other hand, you know, in the same vein, it might be a view that says, well, if the residents of Johannesburg weren't willing to give any one party a clear majority, this is what we have to live with.
Well, certainly it would seem that, you know, I mean, you've heard on many occasions, many analysts are coming forward, speaking about the future of coalitions within the country, just talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, more would need to be done in terms of legislation to ensure that, you know, coalition governments are able to govern and also just restore stability, you know, as well as confidence, you know, in the residents and in the electorate that then votes them in. At the moment, you know, the only thing we have to go by are the various municipalities that are led by coalitions that seem to be very unstable, rather, in their nature. I mean, we see in Ekurhuleni something similar is about to unfold there. They also had a council sitting, which seemingly has collapsed, unfortunately. But, you know, we will be following up on the development in the city of Ekurhuleni. But you have seen both Ekurhuleni and the city of Johannesburg, a motion of no confidence in Tanya Campbell in Ekurhuleni, and then her being reinstated 7 days later.
Just from where we are sitting, I mean, I guess what now become the next steps? I mean, the motion of no confidence has passed. And maybe before we get to that, you know, we've seen a few motions come. And it seems to me that, like, it's a provision, and as long as the provision is there, people will test it. But insofar as the merits to the claim of no confidence, in your own observation, I mean, have we started to hear a lot more that says, look, I don't want Malentle to be the mayor anymore. I want to push for a motion of no confidence on the basis of A, B, C, or D. Or is it because that possibility exists that people just do it without any need for further motivation or elaboration as to why they would no longer have confidence in somebody who the council would have elected?
So if we go by what Mpho Phalatse said during that interview you played out, she's essentially saying that, you know, she did not neglect service delivery, as has been you know, stated by the opposition or the minority party, and that, you know, they are just saying that because they, everyone needs to have a reason for a motion of no confidence. You would have heard that she has been accused of not being there for Johannesburg residents as the first citizen, you know, at a time of crisis. You will remember those floods at the beginning of December in Soweto. You will remember the Fynetown shooting. I've just been fortunate enough to have covered those stories, you know. And I remember there was an imbizo that then followed after the Fynetown shooting. And we saw, Police Minister Pekekwele was there, Gauteng Premier Banyaza Lesufi was there, the local ward councillor was there, as well as the MEC for Community Safety, Faith Mazubugo, was there to hear the residents and try to find a solution for some of the challenges that they experienced. And when the ANC's Dada Morero took over as mayor, the first thing he did was to go and visit Eldorado Park. And this is where Eldorado Park and specifically went to the police station where residents had camped there for a number of days, obviously in protest of the escalating crime and the shootings that were taking place in the area there. And he went there, he visited them, and he spoke to the community there to try and hear them out and to comfort those who had lost their families during the senseless killings or shootings. Rather, we understand that based on conversations I've had with the ward councillor in the area, Margaret Arnold from the AIC, she says that, you know, people pass away in their numbers, and there seems to be some what seems like a turf war of sorts that's taking place there, and obviously people are the collateral damage, unfortunately. And she then, we saw the mayor going, the then mayor going there to visit those areas. I was also there when when houses were flooded in Soweto. I remember the Nicefield hostel where I could see clearly on the wall. The water had gone beyond, you know, any level that any person can actually. I think people were swimming and people's belongings were swimming in water, rainwater, and people had to throw their things out to try and get the water out of their houses before they could, you know, go back to, you know, normal living, you know. And this was the situation in many parts of Soweto. And after that, we saw the MMC for housing. We saw the MEC for housing as well as the minister going in and doing a situational analysis and visiting some of the affected areas, going as far as Cliptown as well as Protea Glen to assess the situation there.
Balenhle, real pleasure speaking to you as always, and it's certainly developments we're going to be following very, very closely. And for tonight, thank you very much for your time. Ngiyabonga,
Nyambos. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.